Welcome back, everybody. It is 52 and a half after the hour, and today, to end the show, I just wanted to finish up on this this news story that I picked up from Ohio, where, surprise of surprise, the one of the leaders of the high-intensity drug trafficking organizations out there, guy goes by the name of Derek Siegel, says that Ohio should not legalize marijuana unless it wants a lot more addicted young people. Oh, no. Addicted young people. All right. So this guy is the director of the Ohio High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area, a federally funded grant program that provides funding, training, and support to drug task forces throughout Ohio. So, of course, legalizing marijuana, even the responsible Ohio cartel model that's being proposed for 2015, would put a serious dent in this guy's business. So keep that in mind. He's got all sorts of reefer madness ideas about marijuana. He says, according to the Office of National Drug Control Policy, confusing messages being presented by popular culture media proponents of medical, scare quote, marijuana, and political campaigns to legalize all marijuana use perpetuate the false notion that marijuana is harmless. This significantly diminishes efforts to keep our young people drug-free and hampers the struggle of those recovering from addiction, end quote. And I think that end point is very notable. Hampers the struggle of those recovering from addiction. Now, the latest talking point we're getting from the drug warriors is, it's a bad idea to legalize pot, because then addicts will have to smell pot everywhere they go. You know, and this was brought up by Ben Court in our debate at TCU. He mentioned how there's more dispensaries than Starbucks and McDonald's combined in Denver. He didn't mention that there was more than places to get a coffee and a cheeseburger. I love how they like to compare apples to oranges. All locations where you can get marijuana, compared to one chain of coffee shops and one chain of burger joints. But I digress. He made the point that he's a person in recovery, and he wished that people on the other side would have more consideration and tolerance for the people in recovery and the struggles they go through. And my gosh, there's 15 dispensaries on the road that leads from his house to where he has to go to work. He has to walk down the street sometimes and smells marijuana everywhere he goes in Denver. And oh my gosh, as a person in recovery, it's so difficult, yada, yada, yada. When it came my time for the rebuttal, I was pretty simple. I said, yeah, you know, I'm a person in recovery from obesity. And there's this donut shop right by my house. I have to walk by it every day. And you know what? I walk by it because I take the personal responsibility to do so. To be able to level that in Texas, I kept hitting on personal responsibility, states' rights, limited government, failed programs, nanny state. I like every buzzword you could pick off of Fox News. I used it in this debate. But that seems to be the new thing. We're struggling to, you know, the struggle to keep people sober, right? He points out that the possession of marijuana is not impacting the criminal justice system, as most marijuana arrests do not involve incarceration. Yes, they do, Derek. The moment cuffs are slapped on your wrist, you are incarcerated. You are under control of the criminal justice system. Your freedom is taken from you. They love to minimize this. They love to minimize it as just being, oh, it's just a slap on the wrist. Oh, nobody really goes to jail for it. Well, they get put in a holding cell. And then they have to go to court. Then they get probation. Then they lose their driver's license. They have to show up to pee in a cup. And they have to talk to a counselor. And there's all sorts of things we make them do that isn't technically incarceration, as in sitting in a prison cell. In fact, from their point of view, it's better than incarceration. If you incarcerate a pot smoker, or God forbid, incarcerate a medical marijuana patient who's got medical expenses, then you're on the hook for paying all those expenses. You got to cover that. You got to pay for room and board and, you know, all the cost of guarding inmates and all of that. That's expensive after a while. But you put someone on probation and they have to pay for that probation out of their pocket. And they got to pay for their gas to get to the probation officer. And they got to pay for the cost of their drug tests. And they got to pay the restitution to the drug court. Hey, that's quite a little money-making procedure there. Another consideration from Derek Siegel, the executive director of the Ohio High Intensity Drug Trafficking Agency, as to why Ohio shouldn't legalize is because drug tests. It's drug tests, folks. There's a Drug-Free Workplace Act, and if we legalize pot, businesses will be less likely to move to Ohio because people can't pass drug tests. Never mind the fact that the economy in Colorado is booming, and the governor himself there has said that it has not had any significant impact on business or whether or not businesses wish to locate in the state. Also keeps saying, and I love this. I love this. This is from the drug cop himself. Marijuana stays in your system for 72 hours. Because of this long life, levels of THC continue to build in our system. This is not the case with other drugs, including alcohol. THC is stored in our fatty cells. Isn't it interesting that our body holds on to cannabinoids as long as it possibly can? And isn't it interesting that it rejects all those drugs, other drugs, alcohol included, as fast as it can? It's almost as if the body understands that this cannabis stuff is good for it. Oh, he's got all the reefer madness. He's got the not your father's Woodstock weed. The fact that he's got the Sabbath conjecture. There won't be enough tax revenue to cover all the costs, even though they've gotten $15 million for schools there in Colorado. I have yet to see the $15 million in costs in Colorado. Greater use by the youth. Says Denver's 350% higher, even though it's always been 350% higher, even before legalization, even before medical marijuana.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
Well, that's all the time we got for today. Time flies when you legalize. Thanks for joining us. I'm Radical Russ. For everyone here at Roller J Studios in Portland, Oregon, thanks for being here. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.